common. Well, what makes you think evolution is false?
Everything is a lie, first of all. The government is lying about it. But I want to say this. Evolution is
the one government, of the many people that have nothing to do with the government study evolution.
And they're wrong.
What makes you say that?
Well, because if you look at it from a biological standpoint, right? First off, well,
don't you think that scientists who are biologists know how to do that?
No, they're liars.
What makes you think that you know?
Well, a four-year-old can tell this easily.
No, four-year-olds are horrible at doing science.
Actually, do you
do this with your car mechanic? Like, car mechanic, look, you don't know how cars work. I know how cars
scientists,
work.
Well, let me speak. Your so-called scientists are the originators of verbal gymnastics. Meaning, if you can't explain it to a four-year-old, then that means it's bullshit.
And if you can't explain it to a 40-year-old, then it's probably because the 40-year-old just is too stupid to understand it. That's a possibility as well.
No, it's just that they have a different perspective. You can have a different perspective or a perception of something.
Okay.
If you have a limited perception
of something. Does DNA exist?
If you have a limited perception or a perspective of something, you're going to make a handicap.
I know. You think that you're God's chosen soldier. I get it. And so even though you don't know anything scientifically about life, you know that evolution is true and the scientists don't know anything or are lying. Everybody that disagrees with me is a liar, even though I don't even know how the thing I'm disagreeing about works. So I'm pretty sure we can do away with this really simply. Do you agree that DNA exists?
Of course.
Okay. When organisms reproduce, they pass on DNA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if two organisms share DNA, they're related, right?
If two organisms share DNA, they're related. Yes.
Okay. All life on the planet shares DNA.
Yes, but they're not. It's not completely the same.
Yeah, I know. So evolution would say that
it's not
some life. Yeah, no. Evolution says it predicted way more than 100 years ago that certain life forms should be closely related. And then it should be not closely related to various other different life forms, but it should be related to all life forms. That's exactly the case. Us humans, we should be closely related.
Bucko. Don't go too far. We're not all humans. We're not the same.
That's great.
No. Because
who's not a human?
If that were the case,
who's not a human?
Why does it say?
Which ethnic group is not human? Go ahead, Javier. Go ahead and tell us which ethnic group is not human.
Bro, if you're going to do this, I'm just going to get off because you're doing the verbal gymnastics shit. Stop.
This isn't verbal gymnastics. It's an incredibly simple question that even an idiot like you could understand. Which ethnic group is not fully human?
Okay, let me explain.
Just
give an answer. If you're talking about so-called melanated people or what you would call a black person, hell no, we're not a hominid. We're not that. If that was the case,
so you said we.
If that
so
was the case, Google would say that
you're a black person.
Why did Google say that we have 0% DNA?
Why am I asking? I can hear the smoke alarm. Plus, so you said we. So you're a black person, right?
Plus, Google changes its AI. They pay people to change their answers all the time because when I looked it up a few months ago, it said that Africans, so-called Africans, have 0% animal genetics, animal or like Neanderthal DNA.
Yeah, Neanderthal DNA,
It said animal and Neanderthal because I looked it up twice. It's a couple months later, I looked up the same question and it said, oh, well, now they changed it to 0% to 5% animal DNA. They kind of switched it off. So it's all bullshit.
Never would
it's
have said animal. No.
So if and even then it's still 0 to they add the number 0. So if we have 0 to 5%
indigenous
how
Africans,
can we be the same people if we don't have that in our shit? If we don't have that in our genetics, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean,
that's just one thing right there.
It's incredibly simple. And instead of looking into it, you just claim nuh-uh based on your very tenuous grasp of the information. So just because one group has a small genetic difference, that doesn't make them a different species or anything like that.
Are you serious right now, bro?
Yes, I am serious.
If I don't have no Neanderthal DNA in my body, but you guys have a large amount of it.
No, it's not large. It's between 1% and 5%.
Oh, okay. That's still a large amount compared to 0% of us. That's still a large amount.
Yeah.
It compares it to us. So if you got 0.1%, but I got no animal DNA inside of me, how the hell are we the same?
Okay, so
explain it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can explain it real quick. So this leads to really disgusting conclusions. So do you know what causes Down syndrome?
A lot of things causes Down syndrome.
No, one very like literally just one thing causes
explain,
it.
Explain, just say it.
An extra 21st chromosome.
An extra 21st chromosome. Okay. Yep.
Okay, well, the DNA of somebody with Down syndrome, they have a whole extra chromosome, so therefore they're not human. That's how your logic works. There are some other conditions where somebody loses a chromosome, like Turner syndrome, Klinefelter's. One of those is XY. I always forget, but that is the equivalent of where did I get that info? This is publicly known scientific information. It's no different than does Australia exist? Yep, I've never been there, but we know it exists. It's just common knowledge.
Who made the claim? Which scientists?
Thousands of scientists working in all kinds of different cultures across time, all over the world. When they all come to the same answer, it's because the underlying information is just true. No matter where you are, if you look at the DNA of somebody, you can count the number of chromosomes. I know you want to be the main character in your fanfic of real life.
Bro.
But no, it does. You're not actually that special. Just because something you've never heard of is the case, stop trying to preserve your ego by saying, oh, something I've never heard of before, but I'm supposed to be the special one. Therefore, it doesn't exist. It's not true. Like, this is pathetic.
It's pathetic that you keep going on.
You sound like you're probably like in your 30s and you're acting like this.
Okay. Let me move on. Because if I can easily crack, I'm easily cracking your entire life. But if you're going to take me off, I'm going to move on to the next just dumbfounded thing that obviously proves that evolution is fake. Because if that was the case, right? Because you guys said or apparently claimed that, okay, evolution happened. We migrated or some shit like that because the sun was closer to the equator. Some bullshit story like that. And that's why our skin is darker.
Nobody has ever said that.
And that's why our skin
Again,
is darker.
You don't know anything.
That's basically what you guys said.
I actually read books about this. Nobody has ever said that we migrated because the sun was closer to the equator.
Isn't that the out of Africa evolutionary theory? Or which theory are you using? The Darwin shit? Which one? It's still all bullshit. Which one are you using?
Those aren't mutually exclusive. Out of Africa has nothing to do with where the sun was.
Okay, what evolutionary theory are you using for this little debate on TikTok?
Only one that really exists.
Okay. Which is what?
Natural selection. No.
So,
buddy, have you ever read any book ever?
Mating? Is that what you're talking about?
I asked you if you've ever read a book.
No, you're doing verbal gymnastics.
You've never read a book.
Verbal gymnastics. Another verbal gymnastics.
This isn't verbal gymnastics.
Chat. Google verbal gymnastics. This is what liars do to try to trip somebody up.
That's not what verbal gymnastics is.
It's simple shit. Again,
it's incredibly simple, and you can't answer it. Have you read any book?
You didn't answer my question. Are you?
Yes, I did. Natural selection, and then you said fucking. Not interested in that. Have you ever read any book? If the answer is no, you can just say so. If you're like my guest and you can't read either, I do have good news. I created audiobooks of both my books available on my Shopify store.
Explain. Okay. Let's pretend that I'm a 4-year-old, right?
So
explain what natural selection is. Explain it. Explain it.
I already explained the part you need to know.
That everybody's retarded. Explain natural selection.
Yeah, don't say that. If you're a 4-year-old, when animals have babies, they pass on DNA. A 4-year-old's not going to know what DNA is, but whatever. Like, I already did this.
I know people that's 3-year-olds that know what DNA is. But yeah,
but Javier, we already did this. When organisms reproduce, they pass on their DNA. All life on the planet shares DNA. So there's our proof positive that all life on the planet is related, which is the
right. That's a consequence
of evolution.
But not by evolution. You can't prove it by evolution. That's the thing.
I just did.
No, because
I did.
Okay.
If evolution is true, that evidence has to exist. That evidence does exist.
Okay, got you. So if we all, if evolution exists, right, that means we all had to start the same. We all had to start off the same, correct? Or incorrect. We all had to start off in one place, right? A common ancestor had to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, essentially, yep.
Okay, so did you know that skin color for so-called black people and white people is the least different thing about us? Because I can go into actual anatomy. Did you know that?
It sounds like what you're saying is skin color is very superficial. That's true. The biggest, there are multiple genetic factors that contribute to the tone of your skin. The most significant one is literally just one single base pair substitution. So one molecule or one nucleotide of the billions that make up human DNA being different is the most significant factor that changes skin tone. Yeah. So it's incredibly, the whole thing you said that, white people aren't people, only black people are. No, it's not true, because a white person could donate an organ to a black person and it would work just fine.
I'm talking about on skin. Let me help you out. So skin tone skin tone is the least different thing, right? That sets us apart, right? We look similar, but it's visibly
the most striking, but it amounts to basically nothing fundamentally.
Different. We have two different internals, right? Even whether it's very minor, but it makes up to huge things, or it makes huge impacts in the long run. That's why so-called black people can't eat the same things that a so-called Caucasian person can, because they'll have specific health issues and complications, right? So a guy goes by the name of Yaki Awaken, he's an actual certified biochemist. He cures cancer like a 9-to-5, and he knows for a fact that the internals that black people have and Caucasian people have are very different in certain categories, right? That's why we all can't eat the same thing. Black people have different types of melanin, right? We have a different quality. We have the highest quality of melanin, which is neuromelanin, carbon 12, 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons. You guys have pheomelanin. Within your melanin, you have something called ammonia. Within our melanin, we have something called selenium. Your esophagus, or your digestive tract, is a lot more shorter and wider than ours. Ours is more narrow and longer. That's why we're natural frugivores. That's why we can't eat. If we're on a more like a meat-based diet, we're going to have more health complications than a so-called Caucasian person on a meat diet or whatever like that. And he's cured hundreds of thousands of patients because of this specific difference. And that's just one of the many things that's actually different about us. So how could...
Yeah, so what? And Inuits so don't eat any vegetables because you can't grow any there. Therefore... Are you part of that weird cult, the Nation of Islam or whatever, that thinks white people were invented in a laboratory?
That's not a cult.
Yeah, the it is. So you are. Okay.
The government is actually a cult, and they admitted it to you guys multiple times. NASA was actually funded by... I don't even know if I can say this on TikTok because the last dude took me down, but...
Yeah, Wernher von Braun did not found NASA. Yeah, the organization that was NASA existed years before NASA even started using the acronym.
They're lying.
You can literally just look up the documents on it, but I don't care.
But off topic, going back to the evolutionary thing, if we all started the same, right? And based on natural selection, if we're talking about either natural selection or sun, whatever the case may be, right? How did so-called black people out of nowhere just gain carbon 12, that specific element that's within our melanin? How did we get a distinct different quality of melanin? Because again, we have melanin.
The carbon that's in my body as a very white person is the same as the carbon in your body.
Okay, then
the vast majority of carbon in the universe is carbon 12.
If that's the case, why would
the
U
melanin versus feel melanin or whatever?
Let me ask you this. This is a great question. Okay, let me ask you this. If that was the case, why is a vast majority of not all so-called black people, especially when they're on a good diet, right? When they get out in the sun, they're charged up by it. They can convert the sun's light energy and convert it into chemical energy, similar to the plants, because plants have.
I don't
a
know who
thing
told you
to
that,
it.
But it's not true.
And that is a complete fact. And I am one by experience. I know that to be a fact. And when you guys get out in the sun, you're allergic to it. You have photodermatitis. You're the only species on the planet that is allergic to the sun.
That's
so how
literally
the fuck
false
can we
hippopotamuses. The reason they're in water all the time is because their skin is extremely susceptible to the water.
Why?
It's also why a lot of animals take mud baths. So what you just said is literally false.
No, it's
despite
not.
Despite your attempt to...
No. Because if that was
the case,
why
not,
is
no.
all
you don't get to say no.
Abducted?
We know that hippopotamuses get severe sunburn. That's why that's one of the reasons why they spend so much time in the water. So you don't get to say no. What you said is false.
No,
that's an example of why.
You're still using fiction, broski. Because why would all
everything
these
would
melanin
every time somebody tries to allow you to learn something, you call them a liar. What's it like to be this kind of pathetic thing?
Why are you taking our melanin, right, and using it? And
I didn't take anything from you.
You guys, your UV.
What do you mean, you people?
Has our
hey? What do you mean, you people? Oh wait, you don't think we're people? That's never mind.
Yes, you guys are creatures, and that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying
you're
you
such
all
a piece of shit.
Just because y'all are, doesn't mean you're all bad. It doesn't mean you're all bad. Just that you're just creatures. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are a Petri dish of different things put together.
A Petri dish? Come on, dude. That's a Marjorie Taylor Greene quote.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Otherwise, why can't you?
Hey, why are you stealing our words?
You're the only organism on the planet.
MTG's. She's a blonde bad body butch.
I was crashing out now.
Unmelanated. Muted. Why are you stealing words from the unmelanated ones?
He's muted.
You're culturally appropriating the unmelanated
ones. Why
are you
the only organism on the planet that cannot take the sun? It's like
we can take
animals
the sun.
Can take the sun.
Why are you the only organisms that can't eat an all meat diet? Remember when you brought that up earlier?
Once the UVC radiation gets to a certain level, you guys cannot go out in the sun even with some type of sunscreen protection. Why is that? But we black people, we can go out no problem.
Javier,
in the sun, and we get
Javier. Remember 5 minutes ago when you talked about how Africans can't have the same kinds of diets as other people? So I'll just take that example and then arbitrarily
I just told you why.
Say that you're the ones that are actually less than because you can't eat all meat.
No, that's not the case because that doesn't
yes,
make
it is the case. You said it. You're the one that said it. It might not be true because I don't think anything you believe is
why
true.
Why do you keep muting me? That doesn't
because
make us
you le- keep talking while I'm making a point.
That's not a point. That's not a valid point. That doesn't.
I know it's not a valid point. It's the same reason it's not valid. Yours isn't valid either.
That doesn't.
People with less melanin are more susceptible to UV radiation. Therefore, they're not human. That doesn't follow at all.
Bro, why are you being a sore loser and keep muting me? That's just let. Come on, bro. You're that weak. You can't just talk over me. You gotta mute somebody when you're losing the conversation. This
I'm
is
not losing the conversation. It's just that it's impossible to actually make the point I'm trying to make. Because you interrupt me while I'm making the point. See, you literally just interrupted me while I was talking. That's why I have to mute you.
Because you're incorrect. How does that make us less than if we...
How? Exactly. Now apply your logic to this. I 100% agree.
Because the sun gives life. The sun gives... What?
Meat gives life.
What?
Meat gives life.
Meat is dead. It's a dead thing.
So the sun isn't alive. The sun was never alive. Oh, God. You worship the sun?
Nah, bro.
I didn't know that Hoteps believe in Amun-Ra. Fuck, I did not know that.
So if the sun is not alive, how can it give life if it's not a living energy? If it's not a living energy, how can it give life?
Because it
how
is
can it
made
charge
of...
something up?
Because it's made of some kind of life. Like, look.
So how is it not alive then? How is it not alive then?
Javier.
You just contradicted yourself.
No, I didn't. You just don't. Oh, man. You don't understand how anything works.
That's like saying if somebody.
Javier, my phone. Shut the fuck up. I'm asking you a question. My phone produces light. The battery in my phone has energy, but there's no light energy in my battery. So how is it able to produce light? Because energy. Once you transfer energy, it can be transformed into something else.
That's not the same thing.
It's 100% the same thing.
The battery is a power source. It can charge.
The sun is a power source.
But the sun is organic. The sun is not. What?
Do you know what organic? You don't. Do you know what organic means?
Organic means natural.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, man, bro, you got to get out of here, man.
Organic means derived from living things. In some other definitions say composed of carbon as it's like main whatever, the main chemical backbone of something.
Y'all have a backward perception of life. That's basically why y'all made this science. If that's the case, why? Okay. Anything that's natural is not. Okay, you said anything that's organic is not natural. Basically, what
I didn't say that at all. I said what organic actually is something derived from living material.
So it's not natural?
If it exists in the universe, it's natural, obviously.
Not everything is natural, though.
What's not natural?
AI, for one. Is it not?
It exists in nature.
So I can go to a tree and find a phone coming off of a tree? Natural?
But humans are natural. Like, now you're just saying that technology is not natural, which is just a distinction between raw materials, natural resources, and technology. That's a fine point to make, but I think it's a tangent, a pretty severe tangent off of where we were going.
I can't even take you serious, bro. I knew it.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
But yeah, man, I can't go to a tree and find a tablet. And yeah, that's not that anything
correct.
That's natural.
And I can't go to you and find photosynthesis. Therefore, what?
That was a horrible, horrible comparison metaphor.
It was an exact mirror of your argument.
No, yes, it was.
We did this earlier, just like the thing about how your diet is different from other people's diets is not an argument that your status as a person is diminished or changed in any way. You were able to correctly identify that, yet you can't correctly identify it when it comes to the way you view white people, the most forbidden word on TikTok. And now you can't do it with the tree thing
you
either.
Can't take the sun.
Trees don't use iPads. Therefore, something. Humans don't do photosynthesis. Therefore, the same thing. No. So you're violating the whole things that are equal to each other
Because they don't, they lack the quality melanin. You cannot use photosynthesis because you have pheomelanin.
You don't do photosynthesis either.
Of course we do, because we're just,
do you know what photosynthesis is?
Okay. Photosynthesis is the act where you're taking the sun's light's energy and converting it into chemical energy. We can do the same thing with our neuromelanin. The only difference
unless you're talking about synthesizing vitamin D, which we can do that too.
Just today, right? No, not just vitamin D. Just today, right? When I went out into the sun, right? Because I eat good. Yeah. I'm a vegan.
You felt warm, and then according to you, you thought, this is energizing my batteries. Because you don't actually know anything. You don't have depth of knowledge of anything because you've read zero books, as you admitted earlier. And so you just take your personal experience and then you try to attach all this fancy and very fanciful pseudoscientific language to it, as if you're some enlightened spiritual special creature. You're just not. Of you're just a dumbass, a really racist dumbass.
And the thing about it is, why would I need to read a
book? Why would I need to read a book? that's so on brand. No, sorry. I don't know why I muted you. I need to hear the answer to this.
Why would you need to read a book if you already have the personal experience, which you guys lack? You need the purpose of why you guys...
It's my personal experience that everything you're saying is wrong.
And it's my personal experience and multiple people's experience that knows that everything that you're saying and what you're getting it from is bullshit.
There's more of me than there is of you. So my personal experience, and trust me, every single person that's like me thinks exactly the way I think. And I know that because I say so in my head, just like you. So there, I win.
I don't know what you won at, because you didn't debunk anything.
Yeah,
you didn't prove me wrong.
I don't need to prove you wrong. My personal experience is enough.
In your own lie. Do you know the definition of a creationist, sir? You know the definition of a creationist?
Somebody that believes in creationism.
Right. Basically somebody that, yeah, basically. So somebody created something and they believe in it wholehearted to be a fact.
I don't know what any of that means. All I know is that my personal experience tells me that everything you're saying is wrong.
That's what your scientist made up. Even the guy that made Homo sapiens.
No, my personal experience is telling me that that's not the case.
The guy that made up Homo sapien, Carl Linnaeus, he coined the term without ever going to the actual continent that he claimed that he found the bones to claim that, okay, everybody is Homo sapiens. So that's like saying... I'm saying, okay, I claim that I'm a shark and that everybody else is a shark, but I can't really prove it, but I just believe that it is based on.
It's not like that at all, because Carl Linnaeus had evidence.
That's what he did. Where was the evidence at?
You ever been to
Australia? Never went to the continent.
Have you ever been to Australia? Sorry, you're muted. Have you ever been to Australia?
He never went to Australia at the
time. No, I'm asking if you've ever been there.
I've never been to Australia.
Are there kangaroos in Australia?
Yes.
How do you know that? You've never been there. So you're going to say things about a continent you've never been to?
No, I'm saying that he claimed that. That's like saying if you claim that you're a kangaroo.
It's no different than the fact that you believe kangaroos exist.
How do you know that you're a kangaroo, sir? How do you know that you're a kangaroo?
I never claimed that I am a kangaroo.
No, I'm just saying hypothetically, how would you know that you're a kangaroo?
I'm not answering this question.
So that's what, exactly, because it's going to sound like nonsense.
Exactly.
That's what he did.
What are you talking about?
That's what Carl Linnaeus did, because in order to prove that.
It's what you did by claiming there are kangaroos in Australia. You've never been there.
No, in order to prove.
No, not no. You've never been to Australia.
That was a horrible metaphor that you just used.
Yeah, Mr. No Books. It's my personal experience that it was the most perfect metaphor that's ever been created.
I get the TikTok money. No, a better metaphor would have been if you would have said, oh, you know what? Carl Linnaeus thinks that there are
it's
monkeys.
It's Linnaeus. Carl Linnaeus.
Carl Linnaeus says that there are monkeys.
It's Linnaeus.
Whatever. Leonardo, whatever.
Whatever. Said, you want me to mispronounce your name?
He said, let's say he said that monkeys exist. right? But he doesn't know, he didn't go to the continent, right?
You just said kangaroos live in Australia, but you've never been there. So whatever you're going to say that Carl Linnaeus was flawed, was flawed to say so, you're flawed to say so too.
I'm using the example that you were trying to make. I'm using the metaphor that you use out of context. That's like you, if that, a better example would have been if you would have said, right, if Carl Linnaeus said that, okay, monkeys exist, right, but he can't prove it, right, but he wanted to go to Africa, right, because Africa is the only place that has monkeys. He doesn't have to go to Africa to believe that monkeys exist. He can just, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think that Carl Linnaeus just like sat in an empty room and just thought of things, and that's how he came up with his ideas?
Yes, that's the point. Yes.
So you don't think that saying. Doesn't mean that he can't still have evidence?
Because what they said was, apparently a lot of archaeologists said that he went to the continent of Africa, right? Which Google says he didn't.
Nobody has to go to Africa to know things about Africa.
You have to find bones and do actual research to prove the claim that we have Neanderthal DNA.
Or he can study the pre-existing information from the comfort of his empty room.
And what was the pre-existing information at the time?
When he was around, I'm not sure how he would have done it. I don't know. Exactly. I don't know if what you're saying is even true.
Exactly. This is Googleable. Go ahead. Look it up. This is Google. Go ahead, bro. Have fun at it. But like I said, not even his researchers at the time, like his workers.
Well, Carl Linnaeus did comparative anatomy. So if you just compare the anatomy of a human to the other great apes, that's what we're most similar to. So that's not difficult at all. He could have gone to a zoo in his local village or town, city, whatever, and seen that, oh, these creatures that come from Africa, they are the most similar to humans. Bingo bongo. There we go.
No, I'm talking about Homo sapiens, though.
Homo sapiens. So am I. That's what humans are.
Okay, how did he know the specific... How can you do a comparison analysis to something that doesn't exist?
What doesn't exist?
The bones that he found. The bones that they said they apparently found. That's what they said. He went to Africa because apparently everything...
Let's say he didn't go to Africa.
What I'm saying is he's one of the guys who originated the out of Africa theory in the first place. So if he never went to the continent, how would he know that everything originated from that continent? He's the one who it was all in one. You know what I'm saying? So that
Carl Linnaeus did not believe in out of Africa. Carl Linnaeus was a creationist.
Right. He's a creationist. So
what do you mean? Right. I just said the opposite of what you said.
No, what I'm saying.
No, not no. You said Carl Linnaeus was one of the founders of the out of Africa hypothesis. That's not true. And then you said exactly.
No.
That's 100% what happened. You said Carl Linnaeus was one of the founders of the out of Africa hypothesis. I said, no, he's not. And then you said exactly.
That is what happened.
I need you to acknowledge this, or you're too mentally ill to talk to.
Let me
talk. What happened? Did you say Carl Linnaeus was one of the early believers or whatever of out of Africa? And then I said no, and then you said exactly? Is that what happened, or did something else happen?
No, is you're misunderstanding me.
No, I didn't. You said that Linnaeus was one of the originators of that hypothesis. I said, no, he isn't, and you said exactly.
Correct. When it comes to him being a creationist. But it is true that a lot of people have said, I don't know if Google changed this because I looked this up on Google a few months ago. I might have to go back and look it up on Google again. He was one of the first people to create the whole out of Africa theory.
No, he didn't believe in it at all. Darwin was probably the first person to ever come up with it. Linnaeus was a creationist.
Okay, then I guess I must be tripping when I looked that up on Google a few months ago. I guess, okay, I don't know.
Well, being hard on you. It's nice to see you change your mind.
I have no idea. But he is a creationist. That's what I'm saying. So if he's a creationist, that debunks what you're saying in general about the whole Homo sapien thing. You already contradicted yourself.
He's the one that classified humans as Homo sapiens. He thought we were all part of the same species.
Right. So that would be a theory. That's a creationist. He created it. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's not real. So that means we're not Homo sapiens.
No, that's not the case. If two people look, you see this Sharpie?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can believe that this Sharpie was made in a factory somewhere. You can believe that somebody said the words presto bon bingo or whatever, I don't know, and that magically caused the Sharpie to come into existence. Well, those are very different ideas about where the Sharpie came from, but we're both calling it the same thing, and we're both going to say, yeah, it's a black Sharpie. It you can draw triangles with it. The properties, the identity of the Sharpie has nothing to do with where it came from. Carl Linnaeus was prolific, and he basically started the whole Latin classification to name system. And yeah, he was a creationist, but we still use the system that he came up with, although we have actually developed a new
the
system.
The half-ball system that he came up with?
We're just using the words that he came up with.
And you're also using the false evidence that he came up with, too.
I'm not using the false evidence he came up with. We can independently verify that all humans are of the same species. Now, racist people like you deny it. Sorry, stupid racist people like you deny it. But
again, how can you be harmed by the sun, but I'm not? I'm not allergic to the sun.
How can you not eat an all-meat diet, but I can?
Because we're different.
Yeah, different doesn't.
That just proves my point. That just further proves my point.
No, it doesn't prove your point.
That's retarded.
Yes, you are.
Because we were the same.
Goodbye. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.